would you take those?
At Chapel Hill, UNT.
Oh, okay. Do you belong to a church or any kind of clubs or anything?
Belong to Rosebud Christian Church.
Any clubs or organizations or anything?
No.
Okay. Were your parents both born in this county?
Yes, ma'am.
Where were they born? Yeah.
Probably at home. Around, they call the North View section, which is kind of east of where we're sitting at now.
Okay.
My father is 77 years old. My mother is 75.
Uh-huh.
And my dad's name is Jones, Paul Jones Oakley.
Okay.
Mother's name is Ruby Kate Oakley.
That's not where you live?
No.
That's just where they live?
Yeah.
Is that where you grew up?
That's where they was born. Where I grew up is right down here where I'm living at now.
Okay. So they live down there?
Yeah, they moved to where they're at now approximately about 45 years ago.
Okay. What about their parents, your grandparents? Were they from around here?
Right. They're from Stokes County.
All of them?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ruth was my mother's father.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I can know, is that he was born in Stokes County and always lived in Stokes County, which is the North View section.
Okay.
And my father was William Terry grandfather, and he was born in the North View section.
Okay.
And as far as I know, always lived there.
Okay. Good. Has there been anybody in your family that you know of that came from any other countries or states or anything way back?
I think my ancestors come from England.
Okay.
Getting back, you know, we really haven't anybody in our family done a family tree to really tell where.
Were there any Germans or Irish much around here or anything? Do you know of?
Not right offhand. I don't know any. I'm pretty sure they are, but.
But it was a long, long time ago. Everybody's been here all that time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just start off with questions about house and what you remember from house you grew up or maybe your grandparents' house or whatever. It's like they're interested in different words that people have in different parts of the country for different things. Kinds of houses, how they built them, stuff like that. Did you have a big room, like in the front of the house or somewhere, or if you had company? Where you'd sit.
Yeah. Kind of. Well, the way I grew up, they called it the living room, you know, section.
Yeah.
But before that, there was kind of a parlor section. But from what I can remember now, I did not live in the house, but my father, when he moved to where he's living at now,
mm-hmm.
he bought about an 80-acre farm, which had an old colonial house on it. It's
mm-hmm.
approximately about 200 something years old.
Wow.
That came from the Covington families.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived in it, I'd say, 5, 6, 7 years, and then built a smaller house because this was huge, 18 rooms.
Gosh.
Real big, you know.
Couldn't eat it.
Cost a lot, you know. So he built a smaller house, so it wasn't really certain rooms that we done each individual thing in. As I grew up, you know. So.
Yeah. What kind of furniture might you have in the living room or somewhere? Just chairs.
Couch,
chairs.